Hi, Adele. How was the show?
It was great. It was with Nick Betancourt, which, weirdly enough, I thought Nick Betancourt was a comic. And he is not. He is an engineer.
Okay.
He lives in Houston, Texas.
Okay.
And his dorkdom was a 3D printer. This is the one to watch on YouTube, because he shows us pictures of... He shares his screen, you guys. Zoom screen share done right.
Nice.
Because Nick Betancourt, this isn't his first technological rodeo. So he...
Right. He knew how to do stuff.
Yes, and he has a 3D printer,
mm-hmm,
in a repurposed IKEA table that he turned into a protected case for it.
Okay.
That he built because he has cats.
Oh, right. You can't get the cat hair in there.
Can't get cat hair in there.
Or cats.
Or cats batting at things as they make layers.
Slowly moving around inside. They're very interesting to the cats, I'm sure.
I'm sure. Just slow
moving.
I'm sure
that he didn't realize this until after the cat started messing with the first one, right?
Oh, I wish I had asked him. He might be a troubleshooter guy.
What does he like to make?
Well, he likes to make various things, but one of the things that he has made is a lot of minifigs, miniature figures, for a game called Gloomhaven, which only came with these discs, because the game itself was so large that when asked why there were no minifigs, the person said, the game designer was like, don't be ridiculous.
Right.
It would be a truckload of minifigs. Make your own damn minifigs.
Minifigs, when people talk about minifigs, I think they're just talking about Lego.
Lego size?
The Lego guys.
Okay.
Not Lego size, but the actual Lego people. Wait,
is that the name?
I think that's what
they've TM'd it?
I think they have TM'd
minifig.
And so when you're talking about
figures,
you're just talking about plastic figures.
Right. That are miniature in this case.
Right. But not miniature, because they're probably an inch tall or an inch and a quarter tall, which is the normal size for figures for a game.
Okay. It feels miniature to those of us who are life-size.
I don't like to be pedantic.
And yet,
I must.
Success! But I will say, it was a fascinating episode. He showed me pictures of, like, these crystals that he made as just, you know. And it reminds me of people who collect trains.
Uh-huh.
And then they decorate the...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The scenery.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
So he didn't want it. His buddy had it. One of his very best friends had one and said, you should get this. This would be the greatest. And he's like, but what would I make? Turns out he then found something to make.
Right.
And he was like, it's so sad. I don't like to paint figures at all. And he said, but it turns out my husband loves to paint and has done some, and we got to see pictures of those.
Oh, neat.
It was such a great episode.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And his husband is a drag queen and is an art artist and and painted all these awesome things. So,
oh, that's great.
It's so great. And so it was a wonderful episode with Nick Betancourt, not the comic Nick Betancourt, but the engineer for the oil industry. He's awesome.